This is Wild Talk, brought to you by IUCN.
Apart from biological diversity, the diversity of life also includes our diversity as human beings, a wealth of knowledge, practices, beliefs, values, and forms of social organisation. But all this, in fact, is inextricably linked with nature. Over the centuries, our ancestors have developed ways of interacting with the environment by assigning spiritual values to certain species and places. These are the so-called sacred natural sites, areas recognised as holy by indigenous and traditional peoples, and those recognised by religions as places for worship and remembrance. Gonzalo Oviedo, IUCN's Senior Advisor for Social Policy, has been involved in collecting information about these sites and improving their protection. Gonzalo, how much do we actually know about sacred sites, and how much do we still need to learn?
I would say that we ignore much more than we know. These are areas where not a lot of research has been done. But from the little knowledge that we have, we know things that are already very important. One of the few countries where a systematic inventory has been carried out is India, where researchers identified about 100,000 sacred groves. Of course, India is a very big country and is a very diverse country, and other countries will not have the same amount of sacred places. But still, this figure tells you about the importance and the magnitude that this represents altogether. Well, apart from the number of places with sacred values, something that we know is that many of them harbor very particular values of biological diversity that makes them different from the rest of the places. So it's not just the numbers, it's also the quality, the specific features of them. For example, in India, in Western Ghats, which is a very important biodiversity hotspot, it has been found that the sacred groves contain most of the endangered species of plants of that subcontinent. So it means that the key places for conservation of key species that are threatened are these, because people have precisely been taking care of these places where these species are endangered. And there are places that are the only places where certain species still exist. So that's one of the reasons why people consider sacred a place that they find, you know, very special, particular things that don't exist elsewhere.
And what can ICN do to help improve the protection of these sites?
We do some activities that I believe are very useful. One of them is that we engage with indigenous peoples, organizations and communities, and with other traditional cultures to help them improve the protection of these sites whenever they are in danger. And we have already provided support to several of these places. The other type of activity that we do is that we engage with faith-based communities, for example, with monastic communities, because it's not only about places of traditional spirituality or animism, but it's also about places that believers of the modern religions consider to be also of particular sacred or holy value. And there are many of these in the world. And again, this is something that is not very well known. And it's only in recent years that we have started to explore all the very important contribution to conservation that these places make.
Gonzalo Oviedo, thank you very much. For Wild Talk, I'm Eva Maguera.
Wild Talk. You can find out more on the web at iucn.org.